We're in our Jesus series, and this morning we're concluding our series on Jesus with the title, The Way, Jesus the Way. So I'm going to read a few verses from John chapter 1. You can just follow along on the screen, or you can go to your Bible, John chapter 1. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am. There's a promise. You will always be with me where I am. And you know the way to where I'm going. No, we don't, Lord, Thomas said. We have no idea where you're going. So how can we know the way? Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you had really known me, you would have known who my Father is. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Jumping to 11, just believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe because of the work you have seen me do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your amazing word. Would you make it alive in our hearts? Show us the way. In Jesus' name, amen. So this story, this passage is nestled in the last few days of Jesus' life, and he's sharing these words of hope with his closest friends, and he's trying to assure them everything's going to be okay. He's going ahead, and he's getting everything ready. John 14:4, you know the way where I'm going. I know we don't. Thomas says, we have no idea where you're going. I love Thomas's honesty right here, don't you? We don't know where you're going. I love how Thomas generously included everyone in his statement. He used the we pronoun. We don't know. No one likes to be clueless by themselves, do they? Do you ever try to imagine what some of the disciples are thinking in these stories? I was thinking, perhaps Peter is thinking this. Of course, I know the way. I always know stuff you other guys don't know. Or maybe John thinks, I love Jesus. He says the best things. Or maybe James and his brother John are thinking, hey, Jesus, on the way, when you get everything ready, can we have the big room on the left and right side of you? We don't know what all these guys are really thinking, but it probably was a variety of things. Mostly, they misunderstood. Thomas was honest and authentic and said, we don't know. And Jesus responds to Thomas with this amazing reply, from now on, you do know. You do know the Father, and you have seen him. Thomas, this is my paraphrase, Thomas, because you know me, you know the Father. And so you know the way. You just don't know that you know. And I think there's something here for all of us. For those of us who are followers of Jesus, when you know Jesus, you know more than you think you know. We know the way. We know the Father. If we're followers of Jesus, we know more than we think we know. In a good way. The past year's been full of people who know more than they know. Not so good. Next, Jesus makes this amazing statement. Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Wow. Let's dig into that a little more. Throughout this really challenging season of life, I have periodically encouraged you, implored you, and pleaded with you, don't be polarized, don't be pushed into binary choices. Like, people who wear masks are living in fear, and people who walk around without a mask are full of faith. That's a binary thing that people have pushed on us. And it's just not true. And I've said, there's another way to see these choices. There is a third way, a kingdom way. And it's a way that says you can wear a mask in faith and serving, as Colleen so beautifully said, other people around you who are more vulnerable. There is a third way, not just the polarizing binary ways that are being shoved on us. In fact, our children's ministry volunteers, our Grace kids, are heroically wearing masks right now to serve the children because they aren't vaccinatable. That's a new word. The past year's been full of new words. Another polarizing issue that has been made binary recently. People must either be devoted Democrats or they must be loyal Republicans. There's always been other parties, but there's really only two now, and you've got to be devoted to one or the other. And there is a third kingdom option, and it is this: you are citizens of the kingdom of heaven, and we serve Jesus, and he's our king. No other ruler deserves our allegiance, period. But here we have an exclusive, binary, polarizing choice, and Jesus is the one who comes up with it. And he says, there's no other way to the Father but me. There is Jesus, and there's not Jesus. That's it. Now, Jesus says, I'm the way, I'm the only way to the Father. Every other way, every other not Jesus way is the wrong way. Muhammad's the wrong way. Buddha's the wrong way. You're the wrong way. I'm the wrong way. So how do you respond to that? Well, let's take a moment and wrestle with a few possible responses. Now, these are just, in the interest of time, a few choices. These aren't exhaustive. Here's a possible response. I'm sure there are other ways. I'm sure of it. Some of us might be thinking, there's got to be other ways than Jesus, right? Surely, in our enlightened, educated, intelligent world, it seems reasonable to assume there's got to be other ways to this God in heaven. Some of us are even thinking, I'm sure there are other ways, and I'm pretty sure I know one. So, true story. 2 months ago, Sue and I are traveling up to Northern Virginia to visit a church in our network, One Focus Network. And there's this wonderful church, Freedom Fellowship, pastored by this young black couple, Horace and Jessica. And we're traveling up there to visit. And the maps tell us 2 hours. We've never been there before. We have smartphones. So we're driving up interstate in the direction I would expect to be going. The Maps app tells us to take an exit. So we get off on that exit and then take an immediate turn. And now we're on a road I've never been on. My internal navigational radar starts pinging alerts. Then the voice on the app tells us to take another turn. We are now going in a direction I am sure is wrong. Remember, I've never been here before. All I know is the church is in Woodbridge. So I question the app, meaning I ask Sue, who's holding the smartphone, are you sure this is right? There is a lot of laughter with people who do this all the time. She assures me the address she got from the website is right and we're fine. I just know this isn't right. It feels wrong. So I pull over, plug the address into my phone app. I look at the route I swallow hard, and I quietly start driving again. And I follow the directions from the app. Okay, yes. Before we got to church, I asked Sue to forgive me for questioning and for having such a know-it-all attitude. I thought in the silence, I'll wait until an anointed song in the first service, and then I'll ask forgiveness, and it'll be God's idea. Do you all play these games? Many of us Christians start off following Jesus, and then at some point we think we know better, and we get lost, doing our own thing, going our own way. Some of us respond like Thomas, which is really okay. I have no idea the way, Lord. Others of us respond just like I shared. We start with Jesus, and then we become more intelligent than him, and we go our own way. Forgive us, Lord. Here's another possible response. It's similar, but it's different. I'm sure there is a better way than Jesus. Given the advances in our technology, this phone right now can accomplish things that a computer that filled this room decades ago couldn't do. Surely, in the time that has happened since Jesus, there has to be a better way. We have doubts about the way Jesus leads us sometimes, don't we? We think we know there are better ways for him to direct our lives. When things get difficult, when things take too long. So I got another story. Last week, our son and daughter-in-law had us over to their place and made us brunch to honor Sue for Mother's Day. We had eggs Benedict and skillet fried potatoes and yogurt with fresh fruit. Jealous, aren't you? It took a long time for them to prepare that brunch, so I offered to help. It was Mom's Day. I offered to help. I got to do the last two eggs Benedict in the saucepan of hot water that my daughter-in-law instructed me to use. This is the way you do it, she demonstrated. So I'm a humble guest, and I did what she instructed. But in my mind, the whole time, I'm thinking, wow, this is tedious. There has to be a better way to do Eggs Benedict. Now, I've never prepared Eggs Benedict before, yet I'm certain there's a better way. I don't outwardly question my daughter-in-law, though, because I learned my lesson driving to Northern Virginia. But inside, I'm still thinking, there's got to be a better way. So we have our doubts at times. Things get tough. Things take longer than we think they should in our lives. They get tedious, complicated. Even when we have never done something before, we somehow are certain that there has to be a better way. Here's what the Bible tells us. Jesus is the way to relationship with God the Father. There's no other way. There are lots of other ways, but they don't take you to the Father. They don't take us home. Matthew 7:13. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. So you can go your own way. You can go any way other than the Jesus way, and it's a wide path to hell. And you don't need to die to experience hell. Jesus is the way. He's the narrow way. How do we embrace this way that Jesus secured for us? We believe him. That's it. We believe. Believe Jesus is the way. Believe Jesus is who he claims. This seems too easy, but we ought to at least try him at his word. He is the way. For the past 4 months, we have taught that Jesus is divine God. Jesus is the creator. Jesus is prophet. He's the great teacher. He's our healer. He's the good shepherd. He's a friend. He's a servant. The Lord and master. Jesus is Messiah and the sacrificial lamb. Jesus is the great high priest. Jesus is the judge. Jesus is the bread and the wine. Jesus is the way. He's the truth and he's the life. And even after giving 4 months of focus to Jesus, we haven't come close to grasping all that he is. So I want to conclude our series with a compelling video that rehearses even more of who Jesus is. And I want to say thank you to Colleen, wherever you found your seat. You're the one who put me onto this gem, and it wrecks me every time I watch it. So this is how we're going to conclude, church. Let's watch this together.
God's nature never changes. He is and he will always be. He is who he is. That's what his name Jehovah even means I am. Yahweh means he is. He's God.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is.
He is.
Elohim, God, Judge, Creator.
Yahweh, Lord, Jehovah.
El Elyon, the Most High God.
Adonai, Lord, Master.
El Shaddai, Lord, God Almighty.
El Olam, the Everlasting God, the God of Eternity, the God of the Universe, the God of Ancient Days.
He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide.
He is the Shiloh, the Peacemaker.
Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals.
Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner, the Lord my miracle.
He is Kenah, jealous.
He is Jehovah Emkadosh, the Lord who sanctifies you, the Lord who makes holy.
He is a star.
A scepter out of Israel.
The accursed of God.
The captain of the host of the Lord.
Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace.
Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of powers.
The rock of my salvation.
He is the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds.
He is the day's man.
The interpreter.
My rock and my redeemer.
He is crowned, the crown of pure gold.
The most blessed forever.
He is the forsaken.
A worm and no man.
He is Jehovah Ra.
He is my restorer.
The king of glory.
He who sitteth king forever.
He is a stranger and an alien.
My strong rock.
My rock and my fortress.
Fairer than the children of men.
The rock that is higher than I.
The rock of my strength.
The rock of habitation.
He is as rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth.
The rock of my heart.
The shield.
The rock of my refuge.
A king and priest after the order of Melchizedek.
A brother born for adversity.
The friend that loveth at all times.
A stone of grace.
A friend that sticketh closer than the brother.
He is as ointment poured forth.
My well-beloved.
A bundle of myrrh.
A cluster of henna blooms.
The rose of Sharon.
He is the lily of the valley.
The lily of the valley.
The chiefest among 10,000.
His countenance is as Lebanon.
Yea, he is altogether lovely.
He is my beloved and my friend.
He is holy, holy, holy.
He's a sanctuary.
The great light.
A son given.
The mighty God.
The father of eternity.
He is a child born.
The prince of peace.
An ensign of the people.
The nail fastened in a sure place.
A strength to the poor.
Strength. A strength to the needy in distress.
A shadow from the heat.
A refuge from the storm.
He is the rock of ages.
A crown of glory and beauty.
He is a stone.
A triad stone.
A covert from the tempest.
From the tempest.
He is as rivers of water in a dry place.
As the shadow of a great rock in a weary land.
As a hiding place from the wind.
He is
the king in his beauty.
My leader.
The everlasting
God.
He is mine elect, in whom my soul delighted.
He is a light of the Gentiles.
The covenant of the people.
The polished shaft.
Glorious.
He is the Holy One of Israel.
He is a man of sorrows.
Despised.
He is rejected.
He is stricken.
Smitten.
He is wounded.
Bruised.
He is oppressed.
He is my portion, my maker, my husband.
He's the God of the
whole earth.
The witness to his people.
The leader.
The commander.
The redeemer.
He is mighty.
He is my physician.
Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness.
David, their king.
Their king.
My resting place.
My feeder.
The plant of renown.
Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there.
He is the prince of princes.
The Messiah.
The prince.
The strength of the children of Israel.
The hope of thy people.
The ruler.
He's king over all the earth.
He is a refiner's fire.
Fuller's soap.
My refiner.
My purifier.
Purifier.
The son of righteousness.
He is Jesus, Yeshua, salvation.
Emmanuel, God with us.
He is born as the King of the Jews.
He is a governor.
The Nazarene. Nazarene.
The bridegroom.
He is meek, lowly.
He is the one of whom the Father says, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased.
The Son of the living God.
Jesus.
The Christ.
The rock.
The builder.
The prophet of Nazareth.
He is betrayed.
Mocked. Crucified.
The Holy One of God.
My brother.
The carpenter.
And his life is a ransom.
He is the Son of the Blessed.
The Son of the Highest.
God my Savior.
The horn of salvation.
The day spring from on high.
A Savior which is Christ the Lord.
The salvation of God.
He is the glory of thy people Israel.
Lord of the Sabbath.
My healer.
The Christ of God.
My servant.
The chosen of God.
He is risen.
He is risen.
A prophet mighty in deed and word.
He is the Word.
The Word that was with God.
The Word that was God.
The light of men.
The true light.
The Word that was made flesh.
He is the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father.
The Lamb of God.
My teacher.
The gift of God.
Gift of God.
He is Messiah.
The bread of God.
The bread of life.
He is my meat.
My drink.
The light of the world.
The door of the sheep.
The good shepherd that laid down his life.
The scent of the Father.
He is the resurrection.
The king of the daughter of Zion.
The corn of wheat.
He is the light.
The light.
My Lord, Master.
My example.
He is the way,
the truth,
the life,
the vine,
scourged,
crowned with a crown of thorns,
crucified as the King of the Jews.
He is exalted,
glorified,
the Holy One and the Just,
the Prince of Life,
the Anointed,
the Prince and a Savior.
He is Lord Jesus.
He is Lord of all.
The Judge.
Jesus of Nazareth.
The Mercy Seat.
Jesus Christ, our Lord.
He is the firstborn among many brethren.
Over all, God blessed forever.
Lord over all.
The Deliverer.
Deliverer.
Lord both of the dead and living.
The Minister of the Circumcision.
He is my wisdom.
My righteousness.
My sanctification.
My redemption.
He is the foundation.
My Passover.
That spiritual rock.
The head of every man.
The first fruits of them that slept.
He is the last Adam.
The quickening spirit.
The image of God.
His unspeakable gift.
My peace.
He is the offering.
He is the sacrifice.
The head over all things to the church.
He is he that filleth all in all.
He is a servant who humbled himself unto death, even death on a cross.
The Lord Jesus Christ,
the image of the invisible God,
the firstborn of every creature,
creator of all things,
the firstborn from the dead,
the head of the body, the church,
the head of all principalities and powers.
He is my all in all.
He is our Lord
Jesus Christ himself.
He is Lord of peace.
He is our Lord of hope.
He is God manifest in the flesh. He is the justified,
the mediator,
the righteous judge,
the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
He is obedient, and his throne is forever and ever.
And ever.
He is the upholder of all things,
the express image of his person,
the brightness of his glory.
He is Jesus Christ,
same yesterday, today, and forever.
The shepherd of the sheep,
the great shepherd that was brought again from the dead.
He is a minister of the sanctuary
and of the true tabernacle,
and his flesh is the veil which was rent in two.
He is the altar,
the offerer,
the forerunner
for us.
Entered even Jesus.
He is the priest,
the priest,
the high priest,
the great high priest,
the intercessor,
the surety,
the covenanter.
He is
the captain of salvation,
the author and finisher of faith,
the king of righteousness,
the king of peace.
He is crowned with glory and honor.
He is the tempted,
the merciful,
the faithful.
He is holy.
holy, harmless, undefiled.
He is the shepherd.
He is the perfect.
He is my helper,
the lamb without blemish
and without spot,
the living stone.
He's a chief cornerstone.
He is a precious stone.
He is guileless.
He is reviled.
He is the chief shepherd
that shall again appear.
The day star,
my Savior.
He is the word of life.
He is the life.
He is that eternal life which was with the Father.
He is Jesus Christ,
the righteous,
the Savior of the world,
the true God,
the true God,
the advocate.
He is the advocate.
The advocate.
He is
Jesus Christ.
He is
the first begotten of the dead.
He is
the prince of the kings of the earth.
He is
the Almighty,
which is, which was, which is to come.
He is
the beginning and the ending.
He is
the Alpha and the Omega.
He is
the first and the last.
He is
he that liveth.
He is
the tree of life.
He is
the hidden manna.
He is
the faithful and the true witness.
He is
the Amen.
He is
the beginning of the creation of God.
He is
the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
He is
the Lamb that was slain.
Can we hold that last slide up there with the Hebrews passage? I invite you to stand up. Forgot to say this to my video people. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I honestly don't know how to end in a service after that. If you believe Jesus is the way, then Jesus is all of those things that we just saw. Jesus is everything you need. He's all of those things, and he's everything. And if you haven't yet believed that Jesus is the way to true eternal life, I encourage you, start that journey believing today. If you choose to believe Jesus is the way for the first time, would you please let us know you're taking that wonderful step? Tell one of the prayer ministry team people that will be up here. Or tell a close friend. But if you're taking a step of faith, believing he is the way, then share that with someone, because we want to walk with you in that journey. Let me pray a blessing over you. Ministry team, prayer team members, if you come up. If you want prayer for anything, want someone to stand with you in faith, then we'll have prayer. Bev will keep playing beautifully. Let me just pray a blessing over all of us. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus, for paving the way to the Father. I bless you, church, to trust Jesus completely with your life. I bless you to be honest with God about your doubts and your questions. I bless you with faith to receive the truth and the life of Jesus. I bless you with faith to follow Jesus wherever it leads you. May his favor and anointing and blessing go with you this week in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you, church. I bless you to go. I invite you to come if you need prayer for anything. So good to see your smiles. I love you.